I was married from the womb, and I'll die in marriage.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Saturday night broadcast with your host, Kimberly Purvis. Hope everyone's enjoying their 4th of July weekend, and don't forget, this is all about your freedom. And for those that came before us, that are here now, and that will pass on soon, enjoy, stay safe, and stay out of trouble. Now, if you're new, just tuning into us, be sure to check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Before you hit that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout all we do here in the Defender 7. Check out and subscribe to our website, all lowercase letters, www.defender7.com. On our site, you'll find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% from sales from all we sell in our store, and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. So by all means, purchase something from our store or hit that donate button. That's the only way that we can help the communities in time of need. So help us to help you and your community. We have a YouTube channel. Be sure to subscribe to that. We're on MeWe. If you click on organizations and scroll down, Defender 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. That's right, folks. We're not a militia. Now, for tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy it when you call and participate. And that number to call, area code 914-205-5773. If you're too shy to be on the phone, we also have a chat room right here in Blog Talk that is also live during any of our broadcasts. So either way, hop in here. Come on in and participate with us. Allow me to bring in and turn over the microphone to your host, Kimberly Purvis. We also have Lieutenant General Christopher Weathers.
Hey.
We also have Major Aspain, Lorna Munson.
Yep, that's me, 100%. Pain in the arse. Huh? As a pain in the arse. Oh, pain in the arse. Yep, that's
pain
me.
Pain in the arse.
Yep.
Pain in the arse.
Phil's probably going to call me back by accident. On Phil's number, I put Phil and then put Defender 7, right? I thought, what the fuck is this phone answering? Oh, shit. I called the wrong person.
Duh.
I know. I didn't even. He's already had 6th grade, so I'm already like, whatever.
Kimmy's drunk.
No, I'm not. Oh, I'm nowhere near it. My drink now looks like swamp water because of all of the fruit that I got in it, and it's soaking up the liquor and the fruit punch and everything else you put in it. And, yeah, it's kind of like, it looks like dirty mop water.
Well, but you'll be drunk when you will be drunk once you eat the fruit.
Well, we're trying to let the fruit absorb it. We put a bottle of pineapple rum, a bottle of red, white, and blue vodka, four large cans of the Smirnoff red, white, and blue, and then we dumped in pineapple, strawberries, grapes, and cherry.
Jim's already drunk.
Yep.
Oh, no. No. That was feeling good. No, it's the difference between drunk and feeling good. And let me tell you, we played music from like the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and I'm like, Patrick looks at me and he goes, oh my God, you are so white. Yeah.
Hold up.
I'm like, yeah.
If these motherfuckers hit my fucking truck with these motherfuckers, I am going to fucking start shooting.
You'll cry.
Bullshit, they hit my truck with them fucking Roman candles, I'll be fucking shooting.
You'll cry, Weathers.
Oh, yeah, I know.
They've been shooting off all kinds of fireworks here.
Oh, they're going,
they
the hood stopped. Is alive, let me tell you, over here.
Oh,
the
I have heard things.
Alive.
The I've heard nothing.
You can't tell if it's fireworks or fucking gunfire. That's the bad part.
Honestly, that's why they do it.
Oh, I know.
You're so white.
I mean, unless it's around like the 4th of July, Memorial Day, Labor Day, you know, a reason to kind of use fireworks. These fuckers, all these gangs will use fireworks at all hours of the day. And night to cover up gunfire.
I've been hearing it all day. Before we get started, though, one thing I want to say to a lot of our listeners that here in America, Happy Independence Day.
Oh, and to add to that, yes, Happy Independence Day, and to anybody who's seen that they should wear black and take down their American flag, get the fuck out. We don't need you in this country.
Whoa,
so
Timmy's got that
disrespect.
Alcohol. No. Sitting her on the
tangent. No, I'm serious. I am so over this shit and how
liquid
disrespectful
curse.
People are. You
all
Timmy's right
personalities are coming out at once.
I know.
Yeah, Lizzie's coming out, so you better watch out.
Stand by. Lizzie's
dead. No, seriously. I mean, all because of this bullshit thing with Roe v. Wade, and they're like, oh, we're wearing black on the 4th. Yeah, and please, we don't need you here. So, anywho, I don't know if you guys have heard about CERN and what they're about to do on July 5th. Huh?
What?
CERN, it's C-E-R-N. It's C-E-R-N.
Never
okay?
heard of it.
The large, it's called a Large Hadron Collider. Okay. So, in Davos, Switzerland, where they have this Hadron Collider, and it's 17 kilometers, it's in a circle, and they're trying... this is not good, okay? They built this. They started building it in the 50s, okay? They got it online, guess when? 2012. And so all this freaky shit's been going on. They talk about the Mandela effect, and I'm like, whatever. I don't know. So anywho, there's a lot of conspiracies about this Hadron Collider. And so when they're going to do it, they're going to turn it on live, full force. They're not going to start small. They're going full force with it. And you remember the two physicists? One of them's dead. The guy in the wheelchair. He's an atheist. What in the astrophysicist is his name? Crap. He's the one who said he's a big physicist, and he told them when he knew about them building it, or they were building it, not to do this because of what can happen. They're messing around with antimatter and dark matter. And the whole thing that they're trying to do is they're trying to recreate the God particle.
The what?
How the universe was made. Huh?
The what?
The God particle. The Big Bang theory. Yeah.
Okay.
And so the Hadron Collider, the collider is like a couple hundred feet underground when they started building it. And it goes in a circle. And they've got the atoms and the molecules going in two different directions, right? And the whole point is they get to a certain speed and they collide the molecule. So the thing is, on July 5th, CERN will be reopening its iconic large Hadron collider. Which was shut down 3 years ago because shit went wrong with the experiment. So on the 10th anniversary of the discovery of the Higgs-Boson particle, or the God particle, CERN is having a series of celebratory events. And they start on the 3rd, and then they're going to do it on the 5th. So just look it up. Look up CERN, and you can look up, and there's so much shit that's going on with it.
Hey, Kim.
So sources claim that there's going to be collisions of unprecedented energy in this experiment. And so the claim has led to popularizing some conspiracy theories on the Internet, which one of which is the Mandela Effect. You ever notice how like growing up in the 80s and 90s, how they're talking about like Jiffy peanut butter? It was Jiffy, but now it's Jif, and they're saying it was never Jiffy. Things like different TV shows, the Monopoly, the little dude there, he had a monocle, but now he doesn't. So they're just saying that's the whole conspiracy, that this shit never happened. But we know it did, and they're saying because when they originally turned on this machine, that it just messed up time and all this other crap. I don't know about that. But,
Hey, Kim.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are echoing so bad. We cannot, I can barely understand.
Hold on. I'll hang up and I'll call back. I don't know why I'm echoing. Hold on.
Okay. Waiting for her to call back now. Damn alcoholic.
Okay. Am I echoing now? Oh, shut up. Am I echoing?
Not yet. No.
Okay. So anyway, yeah, that's what this whole thing is. And Neil Tyson Degrassi or whatever the hell his name is? He's another physicist. They're telling them not to do this, to turn it off full force because of what could possibly happen. In all honesty, what I think, earthquake, and it could really jack up the planet. And I'm back to echoing again.
Hold on a second.
I gotta shut off my headphones.
right. Damn alcoholic.
No, you're echoing. And I'm echoing.
I think you're yelling
right,
shit.
I'll call back.
I think you're
no.
all drunk.
Is it you now?
I think you're all drunk because I don't hear no echoing.
Yeah, it's not me.
I was echoing really bad.
Am I echoing? I just took my headphones off. That's all.
Yeah, because
I'm still echoing.
If they're wireless, I told you before, that's why I had to get rid of mine.
But yeah, when it has it, I've been using them the last couple weeks. And it hasn't been
I know. Sometimes it does, but sometimes it's really bad.
Am I echoing?
No. I shut mine off.
No, you're just a dork.
Yeah.
Hey, don't insult yourself like that on the air, man.
I'm not. I'm insulting you.
No. You must be talking to yourself again.
No, that's cute.
You need to stop. We talked about this.
Yeah, that's Kim.
You're crazy. Makes it sound like you're crazy.
Yeah, I know. But, oh well. So, here's the bad thing about this whole experiment. When they reopened it or restarted it again, they did a satanic dance ritual in front of this facility. There is a statue of Shiva, the Indian god of destruction, Baphomet. I mean, it's all satanic, and that's why they're messing with antimatter and dark matter. So this is what I was telling. This is what I've been telling some people. And I'm like, look. A lot of people believe that when they get this thing going, July 5th, it's going to be what they think is the gateway to hell is about to break loose. And but honestly, I think it's just going to earthquake. I don't think it's going to be, hoping it's not going to be like the gateway to hell we already have and the problem that it is.
You're echoing again.
Oh, shut up.
So are you.
I noticed that too.
I don't know why I'm echoing. I don't have headphones on.
I don't either.
I think it's Zuckerberg fucking with everybody. Could be. I don't know what else to do. I took off my headphones, and now I'm on a phone. I'm going to have to just get the headset, the regular.
Yeah, like I got.
Yeah. And plug it into my computer.
I don't know what you guys are hearing because I don't hear no echoing.
Oh, I hear it bad, and the weather's just started echoing.
The only thing I hear is when Weathers has got his truck window down.
Yeah, the noise. But yeah, I've got my truck window down. You do what?
My truck window is not down.
Oh. So anyway, yeah, I mean, this whole thing is with the elite and with what they're trying to do. And something else that I had heard about this, because they couldn't get enough people to buy into the, you know, the jabby jab and COVID and all of this shit, I think, honestly, by doing this, and if people are right, I'm not saying they are, but I'm just saying if they are right, what happens with all of the antimatter and the dark matter, and it fucks with people's heads, and it makes them, because some people say back then they had to relearn their jobs they forgot things that they normally had done. This could just be another level of shit they're trying to pull. But in all honesty, I'm more worried about earthquakes. Because if you think about it, if you get enough earthquakes going and in shifting the plate, you get every volcano on the Ring of Fire going, that's it. We're all screwed. No matter what. But that's what they're talking about. It's all satanic, though. That's the other thing. They actually, there's a video on YouTube where they sacrifice a woman in front of the building. So this shit's nothing to play with. And I can't stand this echoing. It's driving me nuts. So I don't know if everybody knows the difference between dark matter and antimatter. Dark matter and antimatter are two forms of matter which are least understood. Dark matter is a form of matter which is not observable through an electromagnetic spectrum. But it's only observable through the gravitational interactions. And then antimatter is a form of matter which is the opposite of matter, henceforth the name. Now, we're talking about the two bombs that we dropped. Hiroshima and Nagasaki, they had enough of the antimatter, whatever they used to make those. So apparently with this Hadron Collider, they can make it and store it. And that's what they're trying to do, recreate the Big Bang. Supposedly the Big Bang of how the universe was made. And that's what those two physicists were trying to say. If you get too much energy that's created, it can actually destroy the world. Which is why they shouldn't do it. Am I echoing, guys?
Yeah. Good time.
I can't do this. You might have to cancel the show tonight. Maybe it's because the powers that be don't want me to talk about this.
Probably. You left.
I have never had this bad of an echo, and I've called back four times already.
That's why I'm keeping quiet.
There's a first.
I know, right?
You got a lot of room to talk. Holy cow. That's the pot calling the kettle black right there.
What? I'm sweet and innocent, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell it to the judge.
Hey, Lorna, did you cook that snake yet?
No, but I made him cut the head off and bury it properly.
I would have put it
You're
in
gonna bury a snake.
You're supposed to dig a hole and put the fangs facing down so nothing gets poisoned by it.
What kind was it? A copperhead?
No, rattler.
Nice.
Standing right outside my camper door with a hanging on a stick, and I came out to go check the grill. Scared the fuck out of me. Ew. And it was just a little guy. It only had eight rattles.
And you still
only
didn't
eight?
Cook it.
Yeah. Well, they've been getting them out here with 15 rattles.
I would have cooked it and ate it. That's good.
Yep.
Yeah, Mary said if in survival mode, yeah. She said it tastes just like chicken. She's Filipino. Of course she's ate it before.
You don't know what you're missing.
Yeah, well, I don't know nothing about it, and I'd end up poisoning my own self.
Well, you don't want to cut the freaking head.
Yeah, but you got to, you got, from what I've read about it, you got to pull that one thing from the head all the way down to the tail. That one gland.
It's not hard.
No, but you got to know it's one. Oh, I don't know.
The poison glands are in the head. They're not in the body.
That's not what I read.
I don't know where you got that book, but they're wrong. I'll tell you that right now. I've caught many poisonous snakes in my days.
I think what does that say? He's gotten 22 and Mary's gotten 3.
Man, cook that shit up.
Yes.
That's some good food right there.
Yeah. Well, I'm up for trying it. I'll try anything once.
What's the worst that could happen? It kill you?
Exactly, and I can kill off.
Hey, Lorna, that's probably one thing can cook. That's probably one thing that you can cook without burning it.
I doubt that. Hey, Bobby, I doubt it very seriously.
I do too, but you know, you got to give her some push forward.
Yeah, because of that snake situation, I did end up burning myself for tonight.
And see, now you're echoing, Lorna.
I know,
everybody,
I always echo.
Everybody's echoing.
I think it's Fuckerberg.
All right, I'm hanging up, man. You guys have a happy 4th of July.
You too, brother.
All right, man. God bless. And watch your six.
Okay, this is ridiculous.
You know what? And what's really funny about that thing, Ralph was in the camper. He's not feeling too well when all this was taking place. So he didn't even get to see it. But boy, did he pick up the smell of it ASAP.
Oh. We cooked out. I said, instead of us cooking hamburgers, I said, I'm going to buy some steaks. I bought a chuck roast and wrapped it in foil with some of those peppers. Not the green bell peppers, but you know those little ones that are in a bag? They're almost the same size.
Yeah.
Well, they're not jalapenos, but they're about the same size, the red, yellow, and orange. Well, we put a couple of those in there. I put a green onion in there, and then after it cooked, and then we just got some, seared some grill lines on it. You know, okay, it's done. And we went ahead and cooked a bunch of burgers. I said, well, might as well, have today, tomorrow, and Mondays. Food cooked. But we took corn on the cob and we wrapped it in foil and threw it on the grill that way. But yeah. So basically the whole gist of this damn thing they're trying to do is the electromagnetic. And I'm wondering, because it says the electromagnetic pulses that come from it at being turned on to the max capacity, if that could be just one massive EMP wave, which will, that can, and they're saying it could cause a black hole. Not that I'm saying it's going to, but you know what I'm saying?
I thought we already had a black hole.
Huh?
I thought we already had a black hole somewhere.
No. They're trying. No, what these, some of these physicists are saying is it could cause a black hole within the planet.
Oh.
Yeah, not one out in space. Yeah, we'd be fucked. That's it. We're dead. I mean, I'm wondering if this is just another evolution of what they're trying to pull. You know, Biden came out and said, if you're not, and this is what he said, if you're not vaccinated against COVID, plan on dying before the end of the year. Why?
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I had to watch that speech a couple times before I got the gist of it. But, yeah, he said, plan on dying. If you're not vaccinated, you're going to die before the end of the year. And they came out and said, and they said the liberal new world order, and they came out and said it, and people still won't listen. And all the shit that's coming out, what they're trying to do, and I'm wondering if it's because we didn't buy into their bullshit, and I'm wondering if having them turn on the Hadron Collider to cause, if there's supposedly metal or whatever in the vaccine,
okay,
and they do some if there's a massive EMP comes from that damn collider, what would that do to the people who are vaccinated?
That's a good question.
I mean, is that our zombie apocalypse? Not a flesh-eating zombie, but you know what I'm saying, like a brain dead. And
right.
That's what I'm wondering, if the whole thing is true, what they say. You know another thing I ask? You ever thought about this? Have you guys ever had deja vu?
Yeah.
Yes.
When was the last time you had it?
Honestly.
Not
very long.
When was the first time you remember ever having deja vu?
My early 20s, I think.
Yeah, my teenage years.
They turned this. See, they originally made it in the 50s, right? What if it's true? I said, why do we have deja vu? And if they are fucking with time, space, continuum, and all of that crap, because think about it, electromagnetic shit can affect your brain, like. We talked about with the power lines, and it affects people, headaches, and shit like that. What if that's the reason why all of that shit's happened? They're messing with shit they shouldn't be messing with.
Yep.
Leave it alone. But in all honesty, if they turn that bad boy on July 4th and shit goes down, I'm ready to go home. I do not care. And that's why they're telling people not to drink alcohol on the 4th. Because, no, seriously, with dark matter and antimatter and all of the energy that comes from it, they're saying you'll be inhibited and you can't think and all of that. I mean, it's a lot to take in. It really is. But just look up, honest to God. Go on Google. I don't care if you go on DuckDuckGo. Anywhere you want to go, look up this website, the Berkeley Lab. It's from I know it's Berkeley. I get it. It's liberal, whatever. But they talk about the experiments they've done, and they had to shut it down because it backfired.
It backfired.
So there's so much radiation that comes from that, they have to seal off the room, leave, and then do the experiment, and then wait, they ventilate, so people could go in the room. If there's that much radiation, do you think they should be fucking with it?
You're back going really bad again.
I know. See, every time we start talking about this, I start to echo.
That's why I say,
Echo. You know what's funny? My platoon in AIT, we were Echo Company.
Yep, it is. It is.
So are you guys going to watch fireworks, or is your state canceling because of the fire ban?
No, they're having it at Fort Jackson. All I got to do is sit right in my driveway.
They're having them here. But like Arizona, parts of Arizona had to cancel theirs because it's so damn hot or dry.
Right.
They can't have fireworks. And people are trying to say it's because of this Roe versus Wade bullshit. No, it's not. It's a fire ban.
Did you see some of the states that have a high intensity of fires, what they're doing this year?
What?
Instead of fireworks?
What?
They hired this drone company, and the drones put on a light show in the sky.
Well, that's kind of cool.
It is. From what I saw, I mean, it's like 100 or so drones, or it could be thousands for all I know. But I was watching a special on it today. That a lot of, like Oklahoma, their mayor in one town, he hired the company to do the drone show instead of fireworks.
Because of extreme drought and extreme heat, some states, Fort Bragg had theirs early because it's so dry. But hold on, what the frickin' hell? Okay, let's see. Crap. I'm trying to see how many states it is. That the hot temperatures, dry foliage, and stuff. And a lot of cities, California, hold on a second. There's Arizona, Texas, Colorado, New Mexico, we got California, Colorado, Utah. Those states had to cancel because of a drought. It's too hot. And a lot of cities do theirs by a river or a lake, so they don't have to worry about it. So it goes into the water. So, if you want, we could go ahead and end the show because of this relentless freaking echoing. Driving me nuts. I mean, I honestly can't freaking, we can't get a word in twice. We'll redo this show.
That's what gets me, like I said, is because it's weird because it doesn't happen all the time.
No, I know. Hold on, I'm trying to... just telling a friend of ours... I sent him a text message, at 4 o'clock. Come on over and we're cooking out. I guess he slept all day. He just woke up. Must be nice to sleep all damn day. But,
Just no, nice morning.
I know.
Yeah, whatever. Up at 5 o'clock usually every morning.
I was on call yesterday.
Drinking about
what
we had.
I told Neri to put it in your bed.
Yeah. Yes. Gross.
Hold on a second. I'm trying to text at the same time.
You're blonde, so you know you can't do two things at once.
No, I'm trying to text and talk. I told him. I said, we were sitting outside and it was only like 83, but the freaking grill got to 500 degrees.
500 degrees.
It was hot as shit.
Right.
So we ended up coming inside and eating. But we can go ahead and just go ahead and do a end the show, and we'll just do it again on Tuesday. We won't like a freaking echo chamber. Jesus.
Right.
When, Lauren, are you still doing your show Monday night?
Yeah. All right. I don't know. Are we doing it Monday with the being the fourth?
That's up to you, Lorna. It don't matter to me.
I'll get back to you. I don't think I'm doing anything, so.
Oh, I got our interview for from one of the nurses in the office on hospice for Tuesday night. I just got to figure if it's going to be this Tuesday or next Tuesday or whatever is easiest for her when she's not on call, because that would really suck. And I figured I'd pick her instead of a marketer because she's a nurse, and the company's like all apeshit over it. They're like loving it. So
good.
But if she doesn't want to do it this Tuesday, we'll go ahead and go over it because. Also, because think about it, some of the potential risks of, you know, fucking with people's heads. It's a good medical-ish.
Right.
You know. But, and another bit of news. I don't know if you guys knew this or not. Oh, did I already say it? It wasn't just 10,000 head of cattle. It was 100,000, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, and don't forget about the sheep.
Yep, the sheep, and then there was another animal, too. It wasn't chickens.
Alpacas.
Yeah, and people are posting videos of all these different Walmarts all over the state that have absolutely no produce, no meat, and they're like nothing. No beef, no chicken, no fish, nothing in their freeze and their whole refrigerator sections. Their shelves are bare. Yeah. But there's not a food shortage.
Well, there isn't. It's just being held hostage.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, not with them killing all of this shit.
No, that,
you know.
Yeah, well, that's because the holding it hostage isn't working, so now they're killing them off.
Yeah. And that's what they're planning on doing. They want to destroy. They've got to kill off as many people as they can. That's why I'm saying all of this shit going on and on. It's all starting to add up. People need to pay attention and wake up. So. But anywho, we can go ahead and then this really short-lived show for the night.
All right.
Many apologies, guys. To our listeners for the echo.
It happens. Yeah, it happens, but at least you got the word out of what you wanted to talk about.
True. And like I said, people just need to go look it up.
Yeah.
That's all they got to do.
And again, as usual, Lorna, thanks for being with us.
Yep.
And let me know if we're going to do the show Monday night. Don't wait till
right.
last minute.
I will. I'll wait till 7:30.
I'll kick your ass.
Got to come here and do it.
That's fine. I'll get Stephanie to drive me down there so I can beat your ass.
And now you're scared.
But everybody that's listening, and this goes for you girl, women too, have a great rest of your 4th of July weekend. Enjoy Monday if I don't hear from any of you. God bless America. God bless our children, first responders, the missing, our veterans, our military, and God bless the Defender 7. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.